844-967-2789. Well, there was a terrific disclosure that just occurred. There's been a report now that Kevin McCarthy, minority leader, hopes to become speaker if the Republicans win in November. And I'm beginning to think it's less and less likely with some of Joe Biden's accomplishments, both getting legislation passed and in Iraq and containing China, standing up to China, the Red Chinese. Kevin McCarthy, at Kevin McCarthy's direction, the Republican Party has drafted about 500 quote, preservation letters, end quote, to various agencies, the federal government, demanding that they preserve evidence. Now, what does that mean? Let me boil that down for you from a legal point of view. If you file a lawsuit, or you get sued, your client gets sued, or you're about to file a lawsuit, or you think your client is about to be sued, you send a preservation letter to the lawyers for the other side. And you say, in light of present litigation or pending litigation, we demand that you cease destruction of all documents having to do, and then there's a laundry list of topics, and that you preserve them as evidence in this case and for production and discovery. What that does is, and here you had Gableman and Voss destroying documents even after judges told them to preserve them. But in the general, if you're dealing with honest people, if they get a preservation letter like that, and you take their deposition and they go, and I say, well, what about that letter that you wrote to so-and-so? And they go, yeah, I had a copy of that, but it disappeared. I must have destroyed it. When did you destroy it? If they destroyed it after they got the preservation letter, that's misconduct. And that can lead to sanctions from the judge. And in an extreme case, and it'd have to be repetitious, even having judgment entered for the other side. It's a very serious thing. Now, in this case, what Kevin McCarthy is doing, what the Republicans are doing, is signaling a revenge tour. What's going to happen, and we knew this before, but now it's been confirmed in spades, what's going to happen, Republicans take over. They have been mercilessly pilloried in the January 6th commission, in the impeachment over Ukraine, in the impeachment over January 6th, in all of these inquiries, these commission hearings, and everybody in the country in their living rooms has watched the evidence unfold of criminal conduct. And it's taken a toll on the Republican Party. They apparently think, and this is pathetic, they apparently think that instead of cleaning up their act and throwing out the rotten apples and acting like an honest American party again, the way to do it is to slime the other side, is to hold their own hearings if they have a majority. Slime the other side. Doesn't matter what it's about. So some of these letters have gone, well, to the January 6th Commission, which is fine. They've already said that they're going to launch investigations into Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger about January 6th. Are you kidding me? For what? For standing up to the people in their party who attacked our democracy and wouldn't even vote to confirm Joe Biden as president, or who now have stood up for the insurrectionists who beat and injured police officers and went up to hang the vice president and murder congressmen and senators. But they're going to have it, and they're going to go up there and they're going to say, well, Kinzinger and Cheney did a wrong thing by helping convene the commission. And the average, I think they think the average person is going to fall for this. My personal point of view is, if I see something like that, even if that were being done by my own party, I'd be so disgusted, I'd never be with that party again. But they're going to do it. They're going to do it with Fauci, believe it or not. They're going to do it with Biden. They've already said, you know who said it was Jim Jordan. By the way, you know I'm not a fan of Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan by a long shot. Do you realize that if the Republicans take the House, he'll be the next chairman of the Judiciary Committee? Chairman. Having an awful lot to say about judicial appointments, even though a lot of those are confirmations in the Senate and he's in the House. but an awful lot to say about investigations. And this is an insurrectionist. This is a guy who met with Trump in the White House during the week of Christmas and several others to plan the Green Bay sweep, so to speak, to plan this phony, crooked attack on democracy where they were going to go, well, all right, we have alternate electors, and the Republicans say the Republican electors are the good ones. Democrats say it's the Democrats. Put it to the House. And by the way, the rules for that is each state gets only one vote. So Pelosi can't ram this through. And more states have Republican majorities than Democratic states. So therefore, the Republican wins the presidency. That was the deal. And you go, what? How can more states have Republican majorities? Take Wyoming. It is one Republican congresswoman. Now, it's Liz Cheney. We're fortunate. But there are states that have one congressman, and they're Republicans frequently. They get one vote. California has 55 congressmen. It's Democratic. They get one vote. New York has about 45. They get one vote. Somebody else has two. Maine has two. They get one vote. See what I'm saying? So it goes on. And that was the deal. And this is what Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan was orchestrating with Trump. And if the Justice Department hadn't stood up to Trump, that could have succeeded, could have ruined our democracy. And this clown, this venomous clown, would be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And he's the one that would be directing, that would actually be directing these investigations and the impeachment, for instance, of Biden for doing what? And Fauci? And pursuing criminal charges if a Republican ever gets to Attorney General for Fauci? Why? Because they say, well, his mask mandate, his vaccine mandate exceeded his authority. And by the way, this thing escaped from a lab in Wuhan. So the Chinese did it. But Fauci, up until the pandemic, had cooperated with the Wisconsin Health the World Health Organization, which, by the way, are doing that, reduce the SARS effect before. And what you should do, you want third world countries, second world countries to get vaccinated. It was wrong for him to do that. And just drag him, like the Benghazi thing with Hillary Clinton. It never went anywhere. But if you see somebody on, quote, trial, end quote, so to speak, for weeks, you go, well, where the smoke, there's fire. So 500 preservation letters have already been drafted. They will just plug in the date. The date that the Republicans take over in January, if they do, and that's why it's essential that they never take over while their party is as dysfunctional and anti-democratic and, frankly, fascistic as it is. It attacks democracy, not the whole party, not Liz Cheney, not Adam Kinzinger, not Peter Meyer, not a lot of the people. But that's the lay of the land. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.